In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's a small little phrase in this morning Gospel's reading that we have to focus on. And if you read it, if you just heard the Gospel, you might just skip over it. But it's very important in the overall understanding of this Gospel reading. And it's right here. After Christ describes what happens to the man who is beaten and left on the street because the robbers came and stole everything from him, right after that it says, Christ says, "Now by chance." Now by chance. And then he describes what happens by chance. A priest comes by and he goes on the other side. He doesn't help. A Levite comes by, another religious person, also doesn't help. And then finally, the Good Samaritan, as he is known. But this little phrase, by chance, why does Christ say that? Why doesn't he just say, a priest walked by, or a Levite walked by? But he says, by chance. Think about that. How many chances do we have to be merciful, to be compassionate, to love? How many people out there in our own lives, maybe in our own families, certainly on the streets of Vallejo, are suffering? The parable can be understood as others have probably shared with you, that the robbers represent the demons, the demonic energy that is constantly attacking us and stealing from us our grace, our peace, our hope, attacking us and others in our lives, and which we are very vulnerable to and susceptible to, and no one can really resist it unless you are praying daily, receiving communion, coming to confession, practicing the Orthodox faith. But many people out there are under this attack, are under this constant war, and all of us are as Orthodox Christians, especially those like you who are actually trying to live a spiritual life, who are actually here on Sunday. You will be attacked even more severely. So you need to continue to come and continue to participate as you are, so that Christ will and can help you. But again, how many of us know people who are struggling more than we are, who are suffering? What happens to us? Why do we become self-centered only? Why do I only care about myself, about my what I'm going to eat today, how I'm going to dress today, what kind of money I'm going to make? Why do we become so cold and so, how do you say, careless, literally careless about others? I think this is just something we're born with, to be honest with you. It's just part of us. From the time we're raised as children, me, 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 right? It's mine. And we kind of don't let go of that, even though we grow up and we're much older now. Somehow that still stays with us. But look at what Christ does. He empties himself. He leaves his heavenly throne, empties himself, and becomes one of us. And not only that, he takes on our sins. That cross on his shoulder that he's carrying, that's you. He's carrying you and your sins. He's carrying me and my sins. A complete emptying. And why? Because of his compassion. Because of his love. Are we capable of that kind of love that Christ had? Are we capable of it? Is a human being capable of loving as Christ did? I would say, to a large extent, yes, but not completely. I don't think anyone can love as much as Christ did. The saints came very, very close. All of us are called to come close, to do our part, to be compassionate, and to find those chances, to look for those chances, to be compassionate, to be merciful, to be loving. Because the great commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. In other words, you cannot just do one of them. You cannot say, I love God, but then you don't love people. St. John says that in his gospel. Neither can you say, oh, I love people, but then you don't love God. Rather, it's both. And it begins with loving God. Because the more we love God, the more we are filled with his love, which we then give to others. And we become truly an instrument of his love, a vessel of his love. Like the Good Samaritan. The church is the hospital, as you may have heard. This is where we come to be healed. This is where the great doctor, the great physician, Christ, heals us. The man on the road clearly was wounded, and the Good Samaritan knew what to do. Do we know that we are wounded? Do you know your wounds? Are you aware of your sins? Are you aware of the wounds of what Christ wants to heal in you? If you go to a doctor and you say, Doctor, my leg hurts, he says, let me take a look, and he's going to give you medicine for your leg. In the same way, we have to come to Christ and say, this hurts, and he will give you the medicine, which is the Holy Sacrament of Confession and Holy Communion. Through that, you will be healed of your spiritual illnesses. But we have to be willing, and we have to be ready to come to the physician, to come to God and say, I need help with this. I have sinned this way. Forgive me. Help me. And he will take care of us. He will heal us, like the Good Samaritan is Christ himself. Christ himself is the Good Samaritan, and we are called to likewise be the Good Samaritan for others. Go and do likewise. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.